Hello, everyone. My name is Ashwin Kamat, and I'm a Senior Program Manager on the Azure Monitoring and Diagnostics team. In today's talk, I'm excited to introduce you to the new features we are adding to Azure Monitoring and Diagnostics. So let's dive in and learn more about how to gain deep insights and take intelligent actions on your Azure resources. So before we jump into the features, I just want to give you a quick idea of what the goals of Azure Monitoring is. It's to provide rich insights to allow intelligent actions, enable actionable alert notifications. This means you can take direct and custom notifications from your Azure alerts and take automated actions on them. Also, to enable you flexible export and archival for the diagnostics data. You may want to do this for, you know, taking bulk actions on the diagnostics data, or you may want to just archive them for auditing purposes. Let's also take a look at the various monitoring services you have on Azure. Azure has three monitoring services that together empower you to take intelligent actions as well as gain deep insights. The first one is Azure Insights. Azure Insights is Azure Platform's core inbuilt monitoring system, and it comes with the alerting services, metrics, audit logs, as well as autoscale service. The next one is Application Insights. As the name says, it's all about application monitoring and logging. So it helps you monitor and diagnose data from your web applications, cloud services, and applications and scripts from pretty much anything on Azure. Last but not least, it's Log Analytics. Log Analytics is a part of the Operations Management Suite, or OMS, and it helps ingest data from all across your Azure servers and provides you a rich global view and allows advanced custom search and alerting capabilities. In today's talk, we're going to focus on the new features that we are announcing for the Azure Insights, which is the Azure's platform monitoring capabilities. As we go, I just want to hit upon what the Azure monitoring service looks like when you enter the portal. If you have played with the portal, you would have seen the navigation bar, and you can pin your favorite resources, Azure services, to the navigation pane. All these services that you see here, starting from the usual suspects like web apps, websites, SQL Server, virtual machines, cloud services, storage accounts, all of these come with inbuilt metrics or logs, alerts, as well as diagnostics around diagnostic data with audit logs. You should pin them to get quick access to all these, quick access to the monitoring pane around them. You can also pin audit logs, which is the single place to go to find out a lot more about all the control plane operations that happen on your resources. Like I said earlier, Log Analytics and Application Insights both are already available in the Azure portal, so you can reach them directly, and it's actually a good idea to pin them too if you use them frequently. Let's take a quick look at how you navigate and learn more about metrics and alerting on these Azure resources. You can see here that in my screenshot, I have a website, Azure website, and you can add tiles for metric charts. You can pick the metric you want and have tiles and configure them and view them, pin them to your dashboard. You can then go ahead and create alert for a specific metric. And as the alert configuration loads, you can see that when an alert triggers, or when an alert is activated, you can receive email notifications as well as webhook notifications. These webhook notifications actually call a web endpoint, passing out very valuable metadata around the alert and the resource that got impacted. It all goes out as JSON payload. This is documented well on the Azure documentation page. So this is what helps you take automated actions based on the alert on the impacted resource. Speaking of that, let's dive into our first new feature, which was built by the Azure Automation team and the Azure Monitoring team together. This is a preview of alert integration with Azure Automation for alert on the VMs. And this works right now only for the V2 VMs, and we would love your feedback to see how we can expand and take it further. It's the same alert as you saw earlier, but now for the V2 VMs, you do have an option to directly configure an automation runbook to do some common tasks. In this case, the common tasks being restart the VM, remove the VM, or stop the VM. Let's now dive into a demo for it. So here I have a V2 VM called Insights Linux VM, and I'm going to create an alert on this and configure an automation. So what's my scenario? The scenario I have is I want to create an alert. I have some workloads running on this machine, and when all that work is done, I want to stop paying for it. So I just want to remove that VM once all the work is completed. So the simple thing I want to do is, like, when the CPU is less than 1%, just take the machine offline, right? And just remove the VM. So here, I'm just selecting the CPU percentage as a metric and say if it is less than, in this case, 1% for the last 30 minutes, that means I pretty much assume all the work it has to do is done, email me so that I can get notified. I can also go ahead and configure any custom notification I want for webhook. In addition to that, you can also go ahead and configure the new automation runbook to take these common actions on it. In my case, I'm going to say remove this VM once all the work is completed. So I'm going to choose a new Azure Automation account. So if you don't already have an Azure Automation account, the user interface helps you walk through that process and create a new one. Let's just do one as we go. I'll select a region, East US. And note that this will create a service principal so that the Azure Automation service can have access on your on the impacted resource or the VM, and then go and stop it or start it. So let's click OK. And you can see it's actually deploying and it's creating a new automation account. And once that's done, it's just wait for the time when the alert just kicks in. The alert can send email as well as trigger this automation task, and so as to just remove the VM. So there you go. We just created an alert, and that's it. Cool. So we have an alert created that will go ahead and remove the VM once the workload is completed. Now let's switch gears to a new feature where we introduced auto-scale notifications. So auto-scale is very important to pretty much all of you. And so it's important to know when auto-scale increases your instances or decreases the number of instances. So we are introducing here the ability for you to get notified via email as well as, again, via a webhook so that you can take an immediate action to on top of getting notified on the new instances that just came up or the instances that just got removed. So as you can see in the UI, this is the UI for the cloud service. You can go to the scale part, and you can look at the scale setting blade, and then here it is. Just like you do it for alerts, you can configure an email notification as well as a webhook notification for that. The next one I want to talk about is diagnostics logs. So like I said earlier, many of the Azure services, such as Azure Storage, Azure Networking, Key Vault services, all of these provide you rich insights into some of the detailed diagnostics logs. Today, we are excited to announce that all these logs can be configured and managed directly from the portal by setting categories on them. Each of these logs come with their own set of categories, and on each of these categories, you can configure the data retention time for them. So that means you can decide to save logs on a particular category for a longer period of time and manage it as you go. Another thing which we wanted to talk about is about audit logs. And audit logs, being the big daddy of all logs on Azure, is one place to go to keep an idea, keep track of all the control plane operations that are happening on all your Azure resources. So it has a list of all the operations that range from who has created a VM, who has deleted a VM, when a website got started, when an auto scale triggered, and all the events. So you provided feedback that this data has to be archived for much longer. Today it's available for 90 days. And so you also provided feedback that it will be a great scenario to actually stream this data for immediate real-time action on these. So today we are introducing two new features. One is ability to archive this data into your own storage account. and also to stream this data directly to an event hub. Let's quickly look at a demo for this. So here I have audit logs pinned to my navigation pane. I have just quickly opened it. You will see that we have a new button here that says export, clicking on which, now you can select the subscription that you care about, select all the regions. You can decide to go, data from all these regions should be archived or sent to this event hub, or should it be just a specific region. In this case, I'm just going to select all regions because this is where I'm going to save all this data together for auditing and archival purposes. So select a subscription, select all the regions, select the storage account. So just like you pick storage account for any other purposes, pick your storage account from a list of storage account available across that subscription, map to that. In this case, I just pick this one, map to that. You can set a retention period for this. If you do not specify anything and leave it zero, then this data will be retained and returned forever, continuously returned forever into this storage account. If you want to control the amount of days the data has to be retained for, you can enter the value or move the slider. I'm just going to move it, say, 99 days. Oops, clicked on the storage account. And last but not least, you can also configure an Azure Event Hub. So you can mention the service bus namespace, the resource group, and the event hub policy name, and configure. So now when the audit logs start flowing through, it will get archived as they come into this storage account, as well as it will be streamed to this event hub. You can think about all the scenarios you can do now with event hub, right? I mean, you can pass this data to Stream Analytics, and then you can then send it over to Power BI, or you can do real-time streaming of this data to your own custom dashboards, combine them with other set of data streams and diagnostic streams coming through, and take intelligent action on them. So that's a new preview feature we're introducing. We'd really love your feedback, and please go ahead and play with it and let us know. Speaking of audit logs, we're also excited to announce yet another feature which many of you have been asking for. Now, it's a very early release and it's in preview stage, but we're excited to just let you go and try it out and play with it and give us more feedback as we work on improving a lot of performance features that we wanted to add to it, as well as add a lot of new other capabilities that many of our partners and many of you have been requesting for. So that's about the new feature I'm going to talk about is creating alerts on operations within audit logs. This feature is currently available only via PowerShell and Azure CLI, and we'll have docs coming out pretty soon on that. So please go ahead and take it for a spin. So you can create a trigger on an event on your audit log, such as, say, alert me when every time this website is started or stopped. And as you can see here, you can create, just like you did for the alert on metrics and for order scale notifications, you can create an email action for this alert. You can add a webhook action for this alert, and you can add them as properties to this alert rule. And so when the alert on audit log fires or gets activated, it will send you an email notification, as well as it will also trigger the webhook, passing in all the metadata about that particular event. That includes the operation name, the resource group, the resource ID of the impacted resource, and all the required information that you need, again, to take all these intelligent actions, such as execute a runbook, or page you with all this information, or go ahead and take a custom action based on a web service that you have created. I would also like to let you know that we are refreshing all our PowerShell and Azure CLI for Azure Monitoring or Azure Insights. So we have a fresh new version with updated commands, as well as all these new features being supported in that as well. So pretty much all the things we discussed earlier about creating alerts, auto-scale notifications, creating alerts on audit logs, as well as the diagnostic configuration, all can be done or can be performed using PowerShell and CLI. Lastly, I want to call out some of the great work being done by our partners, PagerDuty. Now, you may be already aware of PagerDuty. PagerDuty is one of the leading alert and incident management systems out there, and we are excited to announce that we are working closely with them to provide you rich integration for Azure Alerts. So as of today, PagerDuty will support Azure Alert integration for the alert on metrics, alert from application insights, alert from autoscale notifications, as well as the new alert on audit logs. So go check out the PagerDuty integration guide for Azure Alerts, and you can easily get paged on your PagerDuty mobile app, your get SMS, or even email notifications, and even pipe them through to Slack or other channels for various custom notifications. So try out the PagerDuty integration for Azure Alerts. Okay, so to sum it up, we spoke about a set of new features for Azure Monitoring for Build. So we spoke about VM alerts with the Azure Automation integration, Runbook integration. We spoke about autoscale notifications with email and webhook. We spoke about diagnostics logs, which come with category and data retention at that level. We discussed the new feature to allow you to archive and stream audit logs. We spoke about creating alerts for audit logs. Then we have updated PowerShell and CLI for Azure Insights. And finally, you can use PagerDuty to use PagerDuty to integrate alerts and autoscale notifications. So try all these things out, take them out for a spin, and let us know your feedback. A lot of new blog posts are coming through. You will see a lot of demos and samples being published throughout this week. Please go check out the PagerDuty integration as well. And some of the other exciting talks to go to will be the talks from the Azure Resource Manager or the ARM team, the networking team, and the compute team, where they're going to talk about autoscale for VM scale sets and autoscale notifications on that. Thank you for listening to this, and please keep sharing your feedback.